Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the many, many blessings you've poured upon us all throughout this day. Now the awesome opportunity to get back into your word. We truly thank you for it. Please be with us as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Continuing our Bible study from A to Z, the word love, we'll turn to the book of Psalms and Psalm 122. Here we see a Psalm of David, which reads, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up or the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. The key verse there, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. That prosperity comes to all those that love the Lord. He blesses them. As we clearly have been given examples of that throughout the Word of God and our own experiences. So love the Lord and be blessed by it. Now go to Psalm 145. And here we see another psalm in reference to the love. And it is another psalm of David in Psalm 145. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Our generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. The key verse there being verse 20, the Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Once again, prosperity, preservation, blessings come to those that love the Lord, that truly love the Lord, not just in pretense or in fashion, but truly love the Lord. And now, right on into Psalm 146, where it reads, "Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help." Just as we preached this morning about trusting in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord, not in mankind, not in man, not in princes, not in the government, not even in your family, but trust in the Lord. And put your hope in the Lord. And put your confidence in that. And put your love in that. Verse 4. "His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord." As he says there, the Lord loveth the righteous. The righteous, those that are filled with the righteousness of the Lord. Those that have submitted themselves to the Lord. To love his ordinances, to love his guidance, to love his word. To follow all of that. And it will result in the blessings that come along as a result of that. The peace and comfort and joy that we can have, and prosperity that we can have, when we truly love the Lord with all of our existence. Right now, go to the book of Proverbs. And Proverbs chapter 8 here. It reads, "Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge." Here, Solomon, in his writings of the Proverbs, is teaching us about the value of wisdom. True wisdom that can come from the Lord. Not just what mankind claims to be wisdom, but true wisdom that comes from the Lord. The truth. And with that truth comes blessings and an understanding of the Lord and relationship that is available for us with the Lord. As he continues, "Receive my instruction and not silver and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Now see, this is talking about wisdom here. Loving wisdom, when we really truthfully love wisdom from God, we receive blessings for that, and we receive the love back from that, because that's what he says here. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. See, when we find the wisdom of God, we can have the understanding of the will of the Lord in our lives, which results in the blessings that come along with that, and an understanding of righteousness and true judgment. Verse 20, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Note once again, loving that truth, loving that wisdom of the Lord will result in us receiving blessings, including prosperity. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, and before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree, that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, when I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Loving wisdom and receiving the benefit thereof. Very important. And important to acknowledge that this is true wisdom that comes from the Lord. Not just training in lies and instructions of falsehoods that many of these so-called institutions of higher learning are indoctrinating and brainwashing the children of today. Those will not benefit. They are ungodly. So you got to be very careful what you fill your mind with. What are you studying? Are you studying something that's going to pull you away from the truth? Or are you studying something that is the truth that can come from the Lord? And we truly love the truth and that wisdom that comes from the Lord that will benefit us in all of our ways. Benefit our relationship with each other, with mankind, and with the Lord. And that's where the real profit comes, in our relationship with the Lord. All right, now look at Proverbs chapter 12, just one verse here. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. Now here, reproof is talking about correction. Those that think they have it so well understood, but yet they might be following or believing a lie, hate it when somebody comes along and tells them the truth that is contrary to the lie that they have already accepted as the truth. Here again, we see this in those so-called higher learning places. The higher-ups that have studied and learned falsehoods for many years are very reluctant to admit that they are wrong, especially when they have taught others those lies. It would be very embarrassing for them. Their pride will not allow them to admit that they have erred, and they continue to teach the lie and accept the lie instead of understanding and accepting and wanting to have the truth. They become brutish, resistant, rebellious even. Read that one again. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. You try to correct somebody who has a well-established belief in a lie, they become brutish, all the way to the point of even violent, contrary to the truth, and rebellious, brutish. But they need to humble themselves, accept the truth when it's delivered to them, let go of the lies. Proverbs 15, verse 9, the way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness. So plainly put, all throughout the Word of God. You go after the ungodly, the Lord hates that. It's an abomination. Makes him sick. Nauseates him. But if you love righteousness, you'll receive the blessings therewith. All right, Proverbs 16 and verse 13. Where it reads, righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. Kings, those that have been given positions of leadership, they love it when they hear the truth, when they hear someone speaking of kindness and love rather than hatred. It is a delight to them. They love peace because that's what they're there for, to help establish peace and prosperity. Read that one again. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. So when those leaders surround themselves with good, God-glorifying individuals, it's a blessing to the leaders, which results in the blessing to those that they have to lead. Proverbs chapter 19, in verse 8, reads, he that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. If we really want to take care of ourselves in order to help others, we have a desire to receive and apply true wisdom and understanding. And it'll be a blessing to us and to others. Read that again. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. The blessings that come when we seek and receive the truth, the wisdom of God. And it's got to be that, the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of man. Because like it says in Romans 1, verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. We have to understand the truth, not the lies. Study the truth. Be very careful what you put in, because it will affect you. What you take in, what you listen to, what you read, all of it. Like the old saying in the computer world, GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. So only fill your mind and your heart with the truth and the wisdom and the love that comes from the Lord and from His Word. Not the garbage that can be taught in the so-called institutions of higher learning. Proverbs chapter 20 in verse 13. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. A simple understanding of this is lazy folks don't prosper. You got to have a ambition. You have to have a drive. You have to have a desire to achieve. Be willing to submit to the Lord and find the ordination that He has for you and eagerly seek that, and you'll receive the blessings for it. Not just to sleep. This isn't just speaking of the slumber or the sleep, the relaxation. This is speaking completely about your behavior. Many people have gotten to the point where they say, okay, I'm saved, I know where I'm going, and they just basically go to sleep. No drive in them. They're not awake. They're not eagerly learning more and finding out what the Lord wants them to do. They're not active. So they're not going to receive the blessings that can come along with doing the work the Lord has available for us to do. He doesn't make us do it, but He provides us with the opportunity, the availability of receiving blessings from Him. So let's always seek the perfect will of the Lord. Find those opportunities to be able to serve the Lord, to be able to bring honor and glory to the Lord, to be able to help others as well. It's there, and He wants us to seek that and to share that wisdom that He gives us. It'll benefit us and all those around us. And chapter 21, verse 17, going along this same, he that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. Some people just have a desire to party all the time. And it's evident in their life because they've become poor. They've lost everything. I know people personally, I have family members that have devoted their lives to pleasure. Prosperity is gone. Everything that they've ever achieved and acquired in their life is all gone because they sought self-pleasure rather than pleasing the Lord. We must love the Lord, not love our selfish desires to be fulfilled. We must love the Lord, yield ourselves to the Lord, seek His will in our life. Then He'll bless us. All right, now go to Proverbs in chapter 29. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 3. Whoso loveth wisdom rejoiceth his father. But he that keepeth company with harlots spendeth his substance. Going to waste your money on harlots? There again, that's self-pleasure. That selfishness, the fulfillment of the lusts, and the selfish desires of pleasure will lead to poverty, will lead to a shameful life, will lead to you losing all the blessings that you could have and that you could share with others, but yet it's gone because you've wasted it with your own selfish desires to be fulfilled. Seek the will of the Lord, seek the wisdom of the Lord, and He can bless us with oh so much that we can then in turn share those blessings with others out there. All right, now go to Ecclesiastes. In Ecclesiastes, which is another interesting book, and it is by Solomon. He identifies himself as the preacher. He was going through some hard times when he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes because he had opened himself up to temptations and distractions by all those pagan women that he brought in as his wives, and he allowed them to continue to worship their pagan gods, and he set up places of worship for them, and it hurt his relationship with the Lord. It hurt his peace of mind. It hurt his joyfulness. And he shows that in his writings in the book of Ecclesiastes, how he's saying everything is vanity. It just fleeting, vanishes away. It's all worthless. And it's because he was depressed. Because he gotten his eyes off of the Lord and more onto his pagan wives and the pleasures of the world. And here in Ecclesiastes, in chapter 3, we see some interesting verses that he's put down, where it reads, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace." A time to love and a time to hate. We love the righteousness, we love the wisdom, we love godly things, but we hate the abominations of the sins of the world and self-pleasure. Ecclesiastes 5, in verse 10. "He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity." Those that seek prosperity and focus everything on that wind up losing in the end, because the things of real value are gone. They might have treasures of the world, but have not made treasures in heaven. And it'll be a sad time for them, judgment day. We must put our trust in the Lord. We must put our love in the Lord. Focus on the things that are righteous. Focus on the things that are truth. Focus on the things that are godly, that are of the love that can be found in a relationship with the Lord. Let's pray. Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for, so many things you allow us to be able to have access to, such as your wisdom that can be found in your word. And by listening up to the teaching of the Holy Ghost, help all of us do that, to open ourselves up to receive the message you want us to receive and to properly apply it and to share it with others. We truly thank you for allowing us to be able to be a part of your work and to share the knowledge and wisdom that you give us with others, to share the love that you give us as well. We truly thank you for all of it as we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. And thank y'all.